Moncrief on News Talk.
We often tell our children that big girls or big boys don't cry, and that lesson is then reflected in the stigma that we carry into our adult lives. Generally, most of us are a little reluctant to shed a tear in front of others, but perhaps we should rethink that idea. Kathy Mandias has been talking about the subject in her recent TED Talk entitled The Mood Boosting Power of Crying, and she joins us now on News Talk. Kathy, you're very welcome to the show. How are you today?
Great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm very well. I'm just seeing one statistic in front of me here that we create 15 to 30 gallons of tears a year.
Yes, we do. We do. And many of those tears do come along with, of course, our regular functional tears. Then we have those reflex tears, like when we chop onions. But most of those are our emotional tears that well up in our body and need to come out and be released.
Well, they have to be there for a reason, Kathy. So tell me, your own relationship with crying, it kind of started to develop the first time you were pregnant, didn't it?
It did. That's when it really came to light that these tears had a function, and they were leading me to understand that purpose. And these were emotionally happy tears when I was pregnant, giving birth. It just, that joy is so overwhelming that it had to be released. I kind of think of it the same way as, you know, you're a little kid and you get a bicycle for the first time and you're so excited. You don't know where those emotions need to go. And, you know, that little kid in you just starts to cry. And those were those happy emotional tears. But the tears during pregnancy, when those hormones start to change and you have a lot of fears going on in your head about becoming a parent, that really brings up a lot. And those tears, when they come out within the couple or just come out when you're alone, they're very prominent and they really cause you to wonder about why are you crying and is this normal, and you feel very not normal. And so after I started teaching my classes, because I enjoyed pregnancy so much and that felt like really my passion, I started to hear the same thing from more couples and more moms who were expecting.
You seem to have become fascinated by crying and what it meant and what it was doing inside of us emotionally. So when you looked into it, what is the relationship with anger then? Because I tend to associate it more with sadness. So what's the association with anger?
Anger is it really triggers that fight or flight response that we have in our bodies. We know that we get a lot of fear. That anger comes along with that fear and we have a response. So our stress hormones, we kind of heighten our system to either fight it or we're going to fly. And so anger, you have that anger in you for some reason and you either have to fix it, get away from it. And a lot of us tend to want to fix. Well, if you can't fix that anger right away, that extra emotion bubbles up into tears. And I know that you refer back to kids a lot because we see it more than we see it in adults. But when kids are angry, they're mad, they can't get their way, they cry. That's their communication. We tend to, as adults, hold that in. And that's when we actually hurt ourselves. We're not helping boost our mood. We're not helping to put ourselves back into balance because we're not able to cry. If we can cry, our body is wired to naturally bring itself back into balance. Those endorphins, the feel-good hormones, are released when we start to cry, and that can help with that anger and that holding in of those emotions, because if we hold them in, we just amplify them.
Right. So tell me a bit more about how crying actually helps, what it does inside you, you know, psychologically and in terms of hormones, well, you mentioned, to improve things.
As we're crying, it really is that release that we need. It's letting out the extra emotions that our body can't hold in. And so if you think of an emotion like, okay, I got a new bike, it replaced my other one, that emotion is kind of neutral. But if that bike, again, going back to that little child, is new and exciting, we have more emotion. Well, it gets to the point where all of that emotion just can't be contained inside. Like the birth of a child or death of a loved one, you have so much of it, it has to come out. That really is the main physiological part of this that helps you feel better. But in addition, crying actually sends signals to the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the one that's going to try to get you back into balance. So that when we get back into balance, our hormones, those endorphins are released, and that can help us calm down. And we feel a sense of relief and relaxation after a good cry for some people. I do want to say that crying is not something that all people can do. If there's any type of mental health disorder or a struggle that someone is having mentally, sometimes tears and crying, they don't connect. And for those people, obviously help would be in line for them.
All right. So the general health, the mental health benefits of crying, there seem to be many and great, basically. It's making sense why we're producing so many tears, because it seems a good cry has loads of very positive effects on us.
It does. And those emotional tears, research has shown that when they've tested the actual tears from the eyes, there are those hormones, stress hormones and the endorphins, physically there. So that proves to us that we are letting out those emotions through our hormones, and that tears are truly something that we want to promote and we want them to be okay. And another part of that is when we think about why we're crying, we cry for our own mental well-being, but we keep from crying in order to help others. Because if you notice, when people will say, oh, stop crying, it's okay, why do they really want us to stop crying? So that we can feel okay. So it's about the other people as well, where if those around us when we're crying can just say, hey, can I hold your hand? Let me help you through this. Have a good cry. I'm right here for you. We can get through our cry. The other people can feel better. And it just, it makes for that intimate cry that really is something that will, at the end, bring us all together emotionally and connect us.
Right. So it's regulating your emotions and calming you and reducing your distress. But it is also kind of a physical reaching out to other people, isn't it? When somebody sees you crying, it's kind of looking for support from them, isn't it?
It is. And for many people, somebody who's crying, we are all driven to get in there with our compassion and empathetic beings that we are and want to help people. But at the same time, there can be people that will run when they see tears. There was a study that I saw was really interesting, that tears actually turn off men. The emotional tears of women will turn off men. And that made so much sense, especially when you're thinking of couples and childbirth, is that the women would cry and the men would run. So you do have a lot of people that will be there to help somebody crying. But they run, and they run because they don't know how to fix it. And if you don't know how to fix it, you go back to this whole fight or flight, right? And the sympathetic nervous system says, get out of here. Those are tears. They're not safe. So you run away. And that just leaves the person to cry even more. And so you have this vicious cycle of crying even more and this other person who's fearful. So if we can take away that fear and that person walk into the room and not feel like they have to run, the person who's crying is going to calm down because they have the comfort and support of this other person. And then the person who had originally felt the fear, they're going to feel successful, like they were able to actually fix the tears. And then everybody's happy at the end.
Okay, if you could leave people with one little bit of advice with relation to crying, what would it be?
The tears really are beautiful. They're a functionality of our amazing bodies. And if we just let our tears flow for our own good and for those around us, we really will have much better physical and mental health.
Great stuff. Kathy, thank you very much for joining us today. Kathy Mandias said, the mood boosting power of crying. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.